It's time for the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. And the Coach Maddox Show is brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nasari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Perry, and Baskin-Robbins Driftwood Lane. And now here's the voice of the Bombers and host of the Coach Maddox Show, Brad Hallworth.
Welcome into week 5 of the high school football season, the second conference game for Mountain Home tonight at Pine Bluff. We'll talk things over with Bombers head coach Brian Maddox in just a moment here on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nasari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nasari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show, and Brian, we'll talk about Pine Bluff coming up in just a little bit. Let's talk about last week's game against Jonesboro, and you and I are talking before we got started here. By far, the best performance for the Bombers this season.
Offensively, we finally got some first downs. We were moving the football, and we had a lot of time of possession, which obviously we like to have, and just a penalty here or there, and that would put us behind the chains, and then we have to give the ball up on a punt or. I think we got down there on the 1 yard line and fumble. Turnovers and penalties really on offense. I don't know. I think at halftime, if I recall, we were within about 35 yards of them of total offense.
Right.
So, you're looking at the scoreboard and you think, well, this is a lopsided game. And, it was every stat showed that it was a pretty even game. And so here you are, you're playing Jonesboro, one of the better teams in 6A, and you feel like you're battling with them. You're playing right there with them. You just. you know, it's the things that we can't afford. It's when you're not as big, not as fast, not as, you know, really just not overall as athletic top to bottom as some of these teams, you can't make a lot of mistakes and help them. And that's what we did. But with all that said, is, you know, we talk about our youth all the time. As young as we are, it's fun to see the progress they're making. You know, we're finally able to turn the offense loose a little bit and run the option, the true option where you're reading it, you could give it, keep it, pitch it. And that was the first game all year where we actually did that, turned Dawson loose. And boy, he played well and showed what he can do. And really proud of him. A lot of them, I could say that, but start with him. Really proud of the whole group. I mean, it was just, again, the penalties and turnovers. But defensively, I thought there was as much progress as there was offensively. It doesn't show as much, but, you know, we're run fits are better. We're getting lined up a little bit better. We still were misaligned a few times. You know, they had big plays in the passing game, but we're right there with them.
Right.
You know, you just got to make plays on the ball. But early in the season, we weren't in phase with receivers. Receivers were running open. We were there. We're reading coverages, reading routes better, and, you know, just didn't quite get our hand on the ball a couple of times, break up passes, and they made big plays. But a lot of improvement, and that's what we're trying to do, get better each week. And so I was proud of the kids for their effort.
Talk a little bit more about Dawson and running that option, because that was a big factor in the game last week.
You bet. Well, I get people all the time, should you run the option with such a kid that's more of a, you know, he's a bigger kid, mm-hmm. he doesn't run as well. You know, the kid we see in practice can do it, you know, and he's very intelligent. I know we've said that before, but he's got the IQ of a coach. I mean, in fact, there was a little chess match going on with him and their defensive coordinator. They had big 91, I forget his name, but we were trying to stay away from him. Uh-huh. And so he would have to change the play because they would move him around. And, you know, there was one in particular, they move him to the other side. So Dawson has to change to the other side. Well, then when he does that, they picked up that we were checking the play away from him, so they slide their front. Well, Dawson changes the play again, gets us in the perfect play. We go get 5.5, and so not only Dawson to recognize that, but for the offensive line and the running backs to pick up on all the calls, and that was one of the most encouraging things of the night. And I don't think anybody notices it.
Right.
You know, we know it. We can hear him from the sideline, and we know what's going on. But for a sophomore to be that headsy, it's just really impressive. But you know, him and Junior are meshing really well, right. And you know, I think there was one, we turned it over. Junior thought he kept it, and, you know, he was trying to leave it, so they both just left the ball. Junior is into the secondary, and the ball's on the ground, they recover it, and I'm sitting there on the sideline going, oh, my goodness, we might have scored. But, you know, the offensive line, they're learning to recognize fronts. It's a total deal. That's what, you know, you walk in at halftime, and, you know, the halftime speech is – the same thing as it was the week before. Guys, there's so many good things. You're so close, you don't even realize it.
Yep.
But anyway, it's, you know, really good to see Dawson play the way he did.
Let's talk a bit about the game itself. First drive and the third drive, unfortunately, penalties came into to factor those two, because both right. times you were moving the ball very well.
Yeah, we came out you know, we're running the inside, what we call the inside veer, and basically we're just running to whatever bubble is available to us. We take what the defense gives us, but come right out, execute it pretty well right out of the gate. We get a first down, and we got called for a chop block. You know, we got the first one, and I think we had a 6-yard gain there on first and 10, but mm-hmm. they gets called back on a chop block, and sitting there watching, we have what they call huddle sideline, and so we basically get to watch the replay of each play live off of our cameras, and I look down, it's not a chop block. And so I think the official and I got off to a bad start there. But, you know, it's just – that's part of it. You know, we cut what they call cut block. You know, we go against these 300-pound defensive tackles, or sometimes they're 250, but they can move. And so our kids, we teach them to go down there and cut the legs every once in a while. It just slows them down. They don't tee off on you as much. And well, anyway, but if one guy gets up there and hits him high and somebody else comes in low, it's a chop block, for those of you who don't know what it is. And, you know, we got called for one of those, and that, you know, kind of hurt the first drive. I think looking back at that second drive, we got pinned in there deep, if I recall correctly, back on our own
at the one. Yes,
at the one.
The punt. Yes.
So that's really what buried us there a little right. bit. We had to, you know, we were just trying to get out of the end zone, and they pinned their ears back. And but really, from the third possession on, we really started to move the ball really well. I think it was that third drive where we First down, first down. Dawson hits a big play on that post route. We actually got called for a chop on that one, but we were able to keep the drive going. I think Dawson hit Jose on a nice little backside post off of play action. But the offensive line, we're getting the linebackers and cutting them off. Junior's hitting it in there hard. They were doing everything they could to take away Junior Williams. So Dawson has to keep it a few times. And our halfbacks, Seth Bashirs and Tatum Bashirs, Gage Hershberger, they're having to block quite a bit in this offense. They're picking up blocks. Gage on a couple counter plays had some nice runs. And so, you got receivers on the edge. Colton Peters, he's out there blocking corners really well. And, it was good to see the entire offense get out there and block as well as they did. And we were getting in and out of the right plays. And, just get down there and turn it over or have that penalty. I think we got to third and one, and I thought we converted the first down. Second and one, we thought we'd converted the first down, and they didn't give us forward progress. I went out there and really nicely asked him for forward progress, and they threw a flag on me, and that put us 15 yards back. And anyway, so now you're in third and 12. That killed that third drive. I think we were on our way to get some points out of that one, and that was frustrating for me because I felt like I let the kids down on that. And then the fourth possession, I believe we get down there to the one, and Dawson, he's running it down there right on the one, and he fumbles it coming out. Now, in his defense, one kid had a hold of his face mask and had his head turned around backwards. We got that on film, and, they missed that. Ball comes out. He's got a hold on to the ball, and, they recover on the one. But if you look at those last two drives there, the third drive and the fourth drive, we're moving the ball to get points. It's just a penalty and turnover, but to do that against Jonesboro, a team that good, they've got some kids they think are college prospects. So, our kids had all the confidence in the world walking out of there because they knew they were moving the ball. They were frustrated. We weren't getting the results, but, great effort.
It was. We'll take a break, talk more about last week's ball game in just a minute. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bombers.
Hold on, team. This is where we introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm Heather Hendricks.
I'm Nita Davis.
And I'm John Schaub. Together with the Ozarks team at Century 21 LEMAC Realty.
Buying or selling real estate, you'll score with the Ozarks team.
No interceptions and no flags on our plays. Just professional realtors moving the ball down the field.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Ferry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. If you're looking for something fun to do with the family this weekend, head to Driftwood Lanes, where everyone will have a great time. Driftwood Lanes offers more than just bowling with their very popular Cosmic Bowling, bumper bowling for the kids, lots of video games in the arcade, pool tables, and a full-service snack bar. Book your next birthday party at Driftwood Lanes and let them take care of the cake, pizza, and balloons while you and the kids have fun on the lanes. Party times are available each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass of Mountain Home, open till midnight Friday and Saturday nights.
Turn down for what?
Back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, you mentioned at halftime your speech was pretty similar to the game prior to that a couple of weeks earlier. Momentum, unfortunately, after that fumble and then Jonesboro scores right before the half, kind of shifted before halftime. How did you get the young men reeled back in?
Well, that's what you know. We're in there, and a lot of the seniors and you know, we got some juniors taking leadership roles too. But they're all in the locker room immediately saying, "Yeah, this game should be tied. We should be within a score." And you know, we tried to use the numbers to help reinforce that with them. And guys, we're within about 35 yards of them in total offense. I mean, it's just, and they knew. You know, I think they threw that poster out. We're right there in stride with him, and we just don't make the play on the ball. I think, you know, Lawson Stockton is in perfect position, gets a hand on it, it tips up in the air, and the kid catches it.
Right.
You know, that keeps the drive going. And so the kids are sitting there talking about all that. I didn't have to say a lot there at the beginning, but just told him, I said, if you cannot see the progress you're making, you're blind, you know, and you just stay the course. I know it's frustrating. You deserve a better result in what you're getting. But, you know, it's going to happen for us. You know, it's really hard to – I think we're still last week basically five kids on the field that any varsity experience at all prior to the season. And so we're growing up as the season goes. And we're trying to make the playoffs, and at that point in time at halftime, it's pretty unlikely you come back from 28 down, but we're going to go try. And that was kind of the message too, is I know it's 28 nothing, but let's go see if we can get back in this. Let's recover an onside kick. Let's score, and maybe they'll turn it over. And didn't happen that way. But, you know, what I liked about as much as anything is there's a lot of positives Friday, even though we got beat, you know, at Blyville. That first scrimmage game of the year, those kids were borderline. They were more than nervous, almost a little bit scared, to be honest with you. There was no intimidation Friday before the game, before they went out there. And it was kind of that, I don't care who they are, let's go play. And for that progress right there to happen as quickly as it has, it's a lot of positives. The locker room was very good at halftime. Came out and gave up a quick score. We tried an onside kick right off the bat, didn't get it. They have a short field. We had a couple of missed run fits. Missed a couple of keys there, you know, in the backfield. But, you know, kids are still playing as hard as they can. I was proud of them. To the final horn there in the fourth quarter, they played as hard as they could.
Let's talk about that touchdown drive in the fourth quarter. It seems like every game this year there's been one long drive like you'd like to have every time, obviously.
Right.
16 plays, 80 yards, 5 first downs on the touchdown drive in that fourth quarter. It was fun to watch.
We're so capable. We're capable of doing that more than one time a game, and it's it will happen. I know I keep saying that. I'm not making a feel like I'm trying to make a bold prediction there. It's going to happen. It just takes a little time to get the kinks worked out. Just get the consistency nailed down, but you know, it was you've got guys like, you know, Junior and Tabor are carrying the load. They're getting it most of the time. It's on the option. I'm going to give it or I'm going to keep it. But, you know, we pitched it, got on the perimeter a few times, you know, and Seth Bashirs didn't get a ton of carries, but when he did, it was effective. Gage Hershberger, same thing.
And, right.
You know, you show him the counter a couple of times to keep the linebackers from flowing. The kids executed that really well. I thought we ran the ball hard, and that was really important. But, you know, we mixed the ball. You know, a lot of different guys are getting carries. Dawson, I think, for the night, 2 of 11 is what we had him at. But he hit kids in the hands, I think, on 9 of them. You know, we got to catch the ball a little bit better. But, you know, it was one of those things where we just – and for the first time this year, that drive didn't really come against their number twos or number threes. Their starters were still out
exactly.
there.
Yep.
And so it's the other thing. We're moving it down against their defense. And just a really good drive. We executed the option game really well. And big momentum boost going into practice this week, and it carried over. We had a good week of practice. So, but, you know, it was good to see Dawson get in the end zone there at the end. We converted a 4th and 3 down there, I think around their 20, to keep the drive going. And a couple plays later, Dawson kept it on the option, got in the end zone.
It was a lot of fun. Well, let's take a break. We'll talk about tonight's opponent, Pine Bluff, when we continue in just a moment. This is the Coach Brian Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7. When you need repairs done to your boat, jet ski, or trailer in the Twin Lakes area, there's only one place to go, Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration in Midway. Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration can do fiberglass repair, rigging, upholstery, wiring, carpet, electronics, and radio installation, fix structural damage, repair dock rash, and more. Let them get you fixed and back on the water in a snap.
Supreme Boat Repair and Restoration, Highway 126 in Midway. Call 507-0902. That's 507-0902.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Football fans know some things just go together. Quarterbacks and receivers, face paint and super fans, game days and tailgates. State Farm agent James Boyette knows another winning combination, home and auto. James and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which saves you time and money. So get your home and auto on the same team and score some savings. Call State Farm agent James Boyette at 425-4540. That's 425-4540.
Born and raised in Mountain Home, your local hometown mortgage company, Nassari Home Mortgage proudly supports the Bombers. Whether it's cheering on the cross-country team, quiet claps at a tennis match, or spending Friday nights at Bomber Stadium, the team at Nassari Home Mortgage backs the blue and gold. We are proud Bomber boosters, and we are ready to watch our Bomber team soar to the top. Go Bombers!
Some of the greatest things about living in a small town are recognizable faces, great service and care, and Friday night football. As a Mountain Home native, these qualities are important to me and my staff at Coleman Family Dentistry. We strive to provide the first two in our office and are excited to see Coach Brian Maddox and the Bombers provide the third. We're proud to be a supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers and Coach Brian Maddox this season. Come help us root on the Bombers this year and visit us at our website, www.ColemanFamilyDentistry.com, or at our location in Bradford Square to schedule your appointment.
We're back on the Coach Brian Maddox Show. Brian, let's talk about Pine Bluff tonight. This is a team that is hard to believe is 1-2-1 on the season. Boy, you talk about tradition. Pine Bluff has it since Bobby Holding's been there, and he's won one or two state championships.
He's got two, and so several runner-ups.
Yes.
A lot of tradition at Pine Bluff for sure.
Yes, they've got some injuries, but this is not a 1-2-1 team either.
No, it's not. You turn the film on, and it's not. And they're experiencing what we did last year a little bit. A lot of key guys out, and that hurt them early because they same thing as us last year. A lot of them before the season even started, but they play Cabot. Cabot is they're as tradition rich as anybody. They went to Cabot early in the season, and they were still trying to figure out who was going to play where because of the injuries. But Watson Chapel, that's a big rivalry game for them.
Right.
So who knows? But that's the tie. And they lost at Cabot, tie Watson Chapel. Springdale Harbor, I'm sorry. If you tell me anybody, you don't even tell me the name of the school. They played Springdale Harbor, and they lost 27-18. I don't care who it is. That team can play because Harbor can play.
Yes.
And if you can play them that close. Sylvan Hills last week, the weather was really bad. And the quarterback goes out, they're in the middle of the game, and they still just kind of pounded out a 14-3 win. It really should have been worse. They missed some opportunities, some drop balls. They outplayed Sylvan Hills quite a bit. Sylvan Hills by far is probably the bottom feeder on their schedule, and Sylvan Hills is a heck of a team. So, they have four really good opponents. 1-2-1 doesn't do it justice. What we've seen on film, they've got every chance to compete for the conference championship. So,
well, let's talk about the Zebras offensively. Tyler Foote is, of course, their quarterback, returning from last year. Big playmaker. Apparently not going to play tonight, according to Coach Boulding. So, it'd be interesting to see what they do tonight.
Well, that's, we're still kind of preparing for him.
Right.
Because from what we've gathered, and we do all sorts of homework on teams. We read their newspapers and – it didn't sound like they thought the injury was that severe.
Right.
It sounds like Coach is saying he's probably not going to play, but, the kids, he's special, and you better be ready for him. He can run and throw with the best of them, either one of them. And dual threat that, they've got a lot of design quarterback runs, and that's hard to defend on its own. But he may be their best running back, and that's an accomplishment. And then they've got kids, you know, number six, I'm drawing a blank on his name, the receiver, the tall kid, he came up last year.
Corian Black.
Yeah, he's as good of a receiver as we'll see all year, and that's an accomplishment because there's a ton of really talented receivers in the conference, but he's tall, he can run, he can jump, he can cut, great hands, runs sharp routes, he blocks really well on the perimeter. The Moody kid, I think, in the backfield, right. he's got some power to him, he's hard to bring down, and you know, you put him behind one of the best offensive lines in the conference, in my opinion. And you know, their offense will be a handful for sure. And you know, no shortage of team speed for sure. They're big, they're fast. They may be the most athletic team on the schedule for us.
Right.
West Memphis probably jump in that conversation too. But just really athletic offensively, and you know, a lot of receivers they can get the ball to in space. Several different backs they use, but the Moody kid is definitely one that we've looked at, and I'm going to try to shut him down a little bit if we can.
Talk about the Zebras defensively.
Linebackers are a little bit young this year. Last year they had two of the best linebackers I'd seen in a long time. They graduated, but a lot of speed there at linebacker, but maybe not quite as polished yet. They're younger. Some size up front. Their defensive ends can move, but the two defensive tackles, good size, good hands. They get off blocks really well. You know, Coach Boulding, they get a lot of credit for their talent pool down there, and you know, well, a lot of people would win at Pine Bluff. He does a very good job. They are sharp technique wise. They get lined up right. You can tell they know how to take away what you're trying to do. They're well coached, and you know, that's. But their defensive front is obviously what we focus in on the most because we're an option team. We're going to run the ball a lot. So a lot of guys that we're going to try to not block, you know, and just, right. you know, run. That's why we run the veer. Hopefully we widen them out, wide splits, try to get them as far away from that fullback as possible. And that's your best chance against Pine Bluff. Don't try to win those one-on-ones up front because they've got literally, I think, four guys that could be all-conference caliber defensive linemen.
Wow. All right, we'll take a break. We'll wrap things up in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Brian Maddox Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, I'm John Schaub.
I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm Nita Davis.
Together, we're the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, and we really understand the value of teamwork.
My husband, Coach Hendricks, always says, teamwork makes the dream work.
That's why we're so proud of our boys. They are learning teamwork.
In real estate, too, teamwork makes the dream work.
Go with the winning team. Contact the Ozarks team.
Find us at enjoythe.ozarks.com or on Facebook.
Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics at Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Pirate Ferry Events presents Jog With Your Dog, 5K and 1 mile walk, benefiting the Humane Society of North Central Arkansas. Jog With Your Dog will be Saturday, October 27th at the Mountain Home Dog Park. This is one for you and your four-legged friend. Register early to save. Visit jogwithyourdogmh.com. For more local races, visit pirateperryevents.com. Be sure to check out the Lake Norfolk Triathlon weekend and White River Marathon for Kenya. That's pirateperryevents.com. When you want ice cream, there's only one place to go in Mountain Home, Baskin Robbins. Not only do they offer the largest variety of the most delicious ice cream around, they have a huge selection of specialty items like their waffle bowl sundaes, classic banana splits, warm cookie sundaes, scrumptious parfaits, warm cookie ice cream sandwiches, or try a powdered donut sandwich. For your next party, try one of Baskin Robbins ice cream cakes or one of their super popular polar pizzas. It's an ice cream lover's paradise at Baskin Robbins in Mountain Home, next to Driftwood Lanes at the east end of the bypass.
I can't stand it. I know you're winning. We're back on the Coach Brian Mattox Show. Brian, we spend a lot of time talking about football, but I know you as coaches, it's not just football. It's life, isn't it?
You bet, yes. Well, and there's, you know, these kids, they have so many people support them. We try to give back as much as we can, you know, in season, these kids. We ask a lot of time of them just on the football end of it. So, but especially in off season, we try to get out. But when you're in season, and we had Bridge Bash last week, which it went really well. It was at ASU Mountain Home. We had 15-plus kids, I believe, work Bridge Bash, you know, and they were up there. I think we ended up getting about 5.5-6 hours out of those kids. And mm-hmm. We did not have to – we just mentioned it to them, and we had 15 kids signed up. And that's
great.
But it was just good to see the kids, you know, wanting to get out and give back to the community, because I think they know all the different people that sponsor us and help us. They provide so many different things to help make our program better. And great community. And it's good to see the kids want to give back, and you know they're wanting to go out on Friday mornings and get in the, you know, school drop off lines over at Nelson Wilkes and Pinkston. You've probably seen them, and it's just fun seeing them give back, and you know, and we appreciate the opportunities to do that stuff too, and so it was good to see that.
Well, let's talk about injuries. Unfortunately, we talked about Pine Bluff's injuries. We're dealing with some injuries, and one could be a big one tonight, right?
Well, Dawson is going to be a game-time decision. Dawson Tabor, quarterback. He's coming off the best game of the season for him, and he's in our concussion protocol, and it's very iffy with him. You know, obviously, if it's iffy at game time, it's a no. It's right. You know, player safety is obviously the most important thing for us. So, you know, Lawson Stockton is somebody that wasn't on the quarterback depth chart back in July, and he's on it. He jumped on it there when we found out we weren't going to have Bryce and Eric, and he's really come a long way, and you know, you really don't want his first game experience to be on the road. You know, Pine Bluffs, obviously the environment, it's really, really loud. Their band plays all the way through, and
right.
Communication on top of them just being, you know, arguably the best defensive team in the conference. But you know what, this is part of trying to grow as a program, get more kids experience, and he's shown, he comes up on Sundays, he works his tail off, and if there's anybody ready for that, it's Lawson. He's, you know, great kid. He's worked his tail off to get himself ready. So if it's him, and you know, we got a lot of confidence in him, we're gonna still let him run the option, and you know, good or bad, he's gonna learn from it. It's gonna be a good experience for him. So you know, we'll see how that goes. But yeah, that's the big one right off the bat, is obviously at quarterback. And you know, we've got, you know, just the season ending ones really are the other, you know, the ones okay. that have been out all year. We haven't had anything new this week other than Dawson. You know, we got Dakota Tolbert back last week. Now, we didn't end up not playing him against Jonesboro. We just thought it was a little bit too quick.
Uh-huh.
But we hopefully can use him tonight. So, you know, it's one of those things. Hopefully we can stay safe. You know, we've had people you know, I've had people call me, text me, you know, hey, we're praying for your guys' safety. And, you know, it's knock on wood. We've had a, you know, pretty injury-free season, and we need that to continue.
You bet.
Because we are thin. But
Well, let's talk about the matchup. What do you have to do to get a win tonight?
It's the same formula. You know, I always laugh because I say the same thing on this question each week, but we've got to execute almost perfectly. We cannot give up the big play, but on offense, long, sustained drives, you know, 3.5 yards and a cloud of recycled tire in today's football. It's no longer the cloud of dust.
No, it's not.
Everybody's got turf, but 3.5 yards, get points. We still haven't finished drives very well. We got to get points out of our drives, and then we're going to have to tackle really well in space. They're going to get the ball to playmakers, and they're going to try to make you miss, and they're as good at it as anybody. So we got to tackle well. Make them drive the length of the field. Hopefully they'll turn it over. We need to play really well in special teams. They blocked a punt last year, so we're really working on that. But really, just turnover-free, penalty-free night. Don't give up the big play and have a chance in the fourth quarter. And that's kind of the goal tonight. So
All right. See
how it goes.
Brian, good luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brad.
We'll take a break. Join you live from Pine Bluff next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Maddox Show on Classic Hits 101.7, brought to you by Shawnee Boats, Integrity First Bank, James Boyette State Farm Agency, Nosari Home Mortgage, Coleman Family Dentistry, the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lemack Realty, Knox Orthopedics, Pirate Ferry, and Baskin Robbins Driftwood Lane. Stay tuned, more of the pregame show on the way next here on Classic Hits 101.7.